Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awesomely healthy, and darn sexy people. Woo! Well, I'm doing the big convention in Los Angeles, Monsterpalooza, this weekend. It's been a gas. Lots and lots and lots of exchange of love, which is why I like doing these conventions. And so I'm doing the show from home and then scooting off to share some more love and make some more money, which is also love. So I have some interesting information for you today. As you know, next weekend is Creation Station, so all kinds of fabulous information. Dear Lord, they're just showing me how to expand and expand this work. So we are working with multitudes of more energy in our creation process. I went in to see a pharmacist, and I wanted to ask him about all this monkeypox stuff. And I said, look, is there not any immunization that we've taken that covers us from this monkeypox? He said, he looked at me with this kind of blank look, and he said, wow, that's a good question. Let's go check. So he got on the computer, and he went to the CDC and a lot of reputable places that he depended on, and he said, yeah, the smallpox vaccine. If you've had the smallpox vaccine, and when I was small, it was mandatory. That was back in the days when we all agreed to do what was best for ourselves. And so I wanted you to know that if you've had the smallpox vaccine, these were his words, you are covered up to 85% immunity for this monkeypox stuff. So let's ask right now, what's the energetic thing behind monkeypox? Oh my God. Well, this goes right in alignment with everything else I have for you. We're focused on the horrors of the world. That's what's behind the resurgent. That, and they want you all to know how important global warming is with disease, because all kinds of stuff that has been lying dormant for years and years and centuries is being released again because of global warming. So it's another reason. It's great that we're finding buried cities and all that. Not so great that old diseases that have been dormant for years and buried for years are now rising back up. Okay. I want to tell you, leading into more information, I'm doing this convention with a gentleman named Matthew DeMeritt from ET. He is now, of course, a very successful man, He has a very successful, important job. He was the little boy with no legs who they put in upside down. And that is how we got E.T.'s distinctive walk, by him walking on his hands. Now, I've spent limited time with Matthew, but certainly enough time through the conventions and having dinner. He gets around everywhere on a skateboard. He never needs anybody's help. He knows how to get into cars, up on chairs. He doesn't let anything stop him. He doesn't use his limitation to keep him from doing anything. He didn't use his limitation as a limitation to his mind and brain in any way. So, I was talking to him yesterday and said, you know, I think you should go on the speaking circuit, because he moves me so much, you guys. He moves me so much in his knowing of who he is and his refusal to accept any limitations. He's thinking about it. I said, and you should write a book. Write a book to move people. Let them know. There's so many healthy people out there that are using so much BS as an excuse to hold themselves back. This kid was born with no legs. I'm going to ask him about his mom and dad, because they must have done some job with this kid. Makes me kind of tear up. So that led into the channel. They want to come forward again to urge everybody, stop trying to fix stuff in your life. Fixing, struggling is not creating. We're taught that it is. It's not. It's the opposite, the antithesis of. So I asked them for more information. They took me first to Core Belief 18, which is, I'm scared to death to go. Which means I'm scared to death to create, because I have to give up all my belief systems that all the gods in my life have taught me, that I need to worry to get what I want. I need to struggle to get what I want. Ask yourselves, guys. Are you creating? Are you focused on the joy and love of creating? Or are you focused on fixing? I've gotten so many emails about some of the e-blasts that I've written about fixing the country. Create the country. And you only do that by feeling love and joy in to the country you want. That's why they gave us the statement, I am. In our case, in America, the United States of unity, integrity, peace, love, joy, and communication. The more of us that are that and direct that, the more we create the country we want. Number two, Don't be reborn into freedom. Be born into freedom. If we are trying to be reborn in anything, we are trying again. And that involves fixing. When you're born, you're new. You're fresh. Which is why I called my book Born. Actually, they gave me the title. Because we, our intention every day is to be the new creation of us. Number three was core belief 51. If it's good for me, I will not like it. And the channel wants you to know, you will love being free from worry and struggle. Your little girl and your little boy are going to fight this because they're going, no, we're not safe. We're not safe if we don't worry and struggle. That's what mom and dad said. It's not true. You will love easy creation. We must give up the old belief systems that we have been taught for eons about creating. So, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light around all that. I want to give you the heads up. Jennifer McLean and I have spent months creating this most fabulous, amazing, informative, new program that we're reeling out in June. Awesome, magical creation. I've filmed segments on each subject. She's done a two-hour Q&A about all the questions that she's had coming in over my many years of doing her show. This is going to be the ultimate program, and we're rolling it out a week and a half or 2 weeks. So look for it. I guarantee you, you are going to love this program. Okay, can we go to the calls? Yes, we can. Phyllis, where the hell have you been? Hi.
Hey, D. I just want to get clarity if there's anything I need to get in alignment as far as continuing to move forward and creating.
Yeah, it's very much what I just talked about.
Yeah.
There's one in particular subject that you think you've got to. You got to struggle to be free. Well, that goes across everything, doesn't it? Go ahead.
No, I'm just thinking of, I just had this huge revelation about a week ago. One day a week, a little part-time thing. And then I realized there's something similar, even closer, and it's just not as toxic. I'm like, oh, okay, that's right. I don't have to keep putting up with, yeah.
Yes, that's a perfect example. Where?
Like, damn, that was huge, yeah.
Start asking every morning, where can my life be easier? Where can my creation be easier?
Okay.
Right?
Right.
Okay. So, you know, one of the things that I'm going through is I'm creating all this fabulous stuff. And I mean, I'm creating a lot. I've done 12 films since January. And, and I'm handling them all. And yet I have this belief that I have to be overwhelmed. So I want you all to look at where you're overwhelmed or where you go, oh, my God, I just don't know if I can do all this. And yet you're asking at the same time, create it all. So Well, literally, they're saying it's just that. It's a belief that when we start getting everything we want, we have to be overwhelmed because it makes it more important. Oh, my God, that makes so much sense to me. It makes it more important. Well, I'm ready to give that one up. How about you guys? Let's move on. So when I get everything I want, it's easy and joyful, and it's really important when we say easy and joyful. That's what's important. Right? Easy
yeah.
creation. Easy, easy creation. I am easy, simple, expansive creation. That's who we are. Did you get your answer, Phyllis?
Yes, I'm going to put that on my wall. Easy and joyful.
And expansive creation.
And expansive.
Yeah, because we want our creation to expand. We just want to know we handle it easily and joyfully. Right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, Chris. Thank you, Dee. Love you.
Yep, love you too, baby cakes. Okay, we be going to Jennifer in Indianapolis. Hi, baby cakes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Oh, what a great show. This is the perfect show. So I am working much more diligently on creating. And I would like to...
How about playing with it?
Okay, there you read it.
Yeah, because work mm-hmm. just alludes to struggle.
That's where it is. That's it.
Yep.
The working, because I'm a wee bit of a workaholic, so I see everything as working.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. and if you define working as freedom, that's okay.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Not sure I do that.
Yeah, I'm not sure you do either. I'm not sure any of us do, Jennifer.
Right.
You know, and that's what they're driving home to us is, look, guys, now this community especially is at the place where all of our creation is taking off.
Mm.
So we want to know that we joyously and easily, they don't even like the words handle at all, that we joyously and easily experience all of our great creation. That's the highest thing. Yeah.
That's excellent.
Got it?
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. That's where I'm going.
Thank
great.
You, baby cakes.
Thank you.
Well, it's a Jennifer day. We're going to Jennifer in Houston now. Hi, babe.
Good morning. I've actually made it to Houston, so that's fantastic. I've been trying to get back here for a while.
Good.
And I'm calling because I'm sensing that my eyesight is starting to go. It doesn't matter. But it's like I'm not being able to see the details of life, that the world wants me to stop seeing the details.
Yeah.
So I move into
no,
the place of
no, seeing. No. Stop right there. The world does not ever want you to be limited in any way. So that's a belief system that you have, Jennifer, my love, my beautiful person. Don't buy into that. That's old teachings that are incorrect.
Okay.
You are the God of you, correct?
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. Then you create your life. The world doesn't create your life. So when I say you're losing your sight, my pendulum goes right to no. Is that the right question? Yes. So let's ask the question, how can I, Well, now see, I defaulted right to what I'm trying to teach you. I started to say, how can I improve my eyesight? And they went, no, that's fixing. How can I see clearly and joyfully? There's something in your life you don't want to look at, Jennifer. Do you know what it is? There's something in your life that you go, oh, my God, I don't want to even see that. I can't deal with it.
But all I do is work?
Well, I get a yes on that, but what does that have to do with your dad? Is your dad still alive?
Yeah, definitely. My parents
okay.
were supposed to be here. And due to a very strange flight thing, they can't come till tomorrow. It's really weird. Yep.
What is it that you don't want to see about your daddy, honey? That it's hard to look at. It's hard to see. Is he ill? Is he? What's going on?
Am I a lot like him?
Absolutely.
I mean, is that what I don't want to see?
Yeah, that's it. But what is it about him that you are unhappy that you're like him about?
I don't truly relate to anybody.
Yeah, I get a yes on that. Well, what the hell, Jennifer? What's that getting you if you don't relate to people? See, if you don't want to relate to people, sweetheart, you don't see them. And you don't let them see you.
I see people a lot. I just may
no,
not let
but
anyone.
No, but you don't see them. You see them physically, but you don't see their souls. You don't see their hearts. You don't connect with them. You don't relate to them. That's what you said. I mean, you said it. I didn't. But the channel is definitely agreeing. So what's the highest direction she can give? The energy of your eyesight. Sheets. But give me a song. Jen, any song that pops into your bean brain?
I think it was Row, Row, Row Your Boat.
Okay.
Down the street.
Okay. What that's about is a pattern that keeps playing over and over and over again of you. Literally, it's going, well, I'll handle this, but I don't really want to see what the people are going through. It's kind of like if you were a missionary worker, let's say. Well, I'll go in and I'll help the people and I'll give them the vaccinations, but I don't want to see the poverty. I'm not going to let myself witness the poverty. And guys, you know, Jennifer's bringing something forward that's really important. We do not want to see this country the way it is. We are looking away in denial because it's too hard. What we want to do is create. Not by looking away, but by looking into the souls of the people and the country that we want. So play with that, Jennifer. You're going to get clearer and clearer about it as you sit with this, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, sweetheart. Yeah, I know... you're not clear about it now. I can hear that. And you feel like you didn't get the answer, and you did. So just know that. Don't look away from it. And get up every day and say, today I see clearly. Today I see clearly. Okay? I know and I'm clear. And then your brain and the universe can magnetize to you the answers to help you. Okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, sweetheart.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to Nancy in Pennsylvania. Hi, dude. How are you?
Hey, duty. Howdy, duty.
Dudette? What's up?
Yes, dudette. Well, I feel like finally, Dee, it's like the sunrise is coming up for me at 74. Better late than never, I say.
Honey, but, you know, there's a lot of us that are feeling that way. And that's a good thing, Nancy, because that just means we continue to expand our understanding. And that's what we want to be living.
That's right. I feel like now my calling for decades is finally starting to manifest.
And it is. You're right.
Yes. But a quick thing about the man you shared about at the beginning, the your director, producer, whatever.
No, he's an actor. Well, he's not an actor now. He's in business now. But he was one of the people that were inside E.T., that brought it to life.
Okay, I understand, but I don't understand why everybody in his life has not only encouraged him to write a book, but take the book into a movie fast, so people start appreciating what they have when they see what he
doesn't
have.
Because he hasn't decided to yet.
I realize, but wow.
Well,
get support. Have people just keep supporting him till he can't escape not doing it.
Yeah, I'm with you, Nancy. He is so inspiring.
Yeah, what a motivation for everyone on the planet. He's taken himself for granted in the midst of his magnificence and overcoming what he did. And he didn't say it as overcoming. He just saw it as he's got to do what he has to do without his legs, period.
He just saw it as choosing to go forward and do in his life what he wanted to do. Yeah.
That's right. He still had a brain to think. He still had hands to write. He still had thinking ability, feelings. So what if he didn't have legs? Big deal.
Yep. Well, I'm going to keep encouraging him, Nancy, and energetically you can too. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, baby. Thank you. Yeah, I'm with you, Nance. Megan in North Carolina, you're on.
Hey, how are you?
I'm great, baby cakes. How are you?
Pretty good. I've got this developing idea in my mind that's working with the collective mind, and I was wondering about if the channel had any advice or shed any light on any blocks.
When I say you have any blocks, I get a no. Woohoo!
Oh, good.
And you have to open your mind more. You are limiting, and this is a lot about what Creation Station is going to be bringing in information about. We all are limiting the energy that we work with to, like, when you think of the collective mind, what picture comes up or where do you think the collective mind is?
Like in physicality or?
Yeah. When you think
just what do
of,
I picture?
Yeah. When you think of working with a collective mind, where do you think it is?
Well,
yeah,
it's inside of everybody. It's inside of everybody. No.
No.
Okay,
it's
well,
inside,
then I'm going to be
inside. It's outside. It's in all dimensions.
Well, true.
All
yeah.
space and time. Well, you say, well, yeah, but you didn't have that concept. That's
no.
not the
well,
expanse of energy that you were working with. And
okay.
that's one of the big things that they gave me the other day, a couple of pages of notes on that. That
uh-huh.
we have to start working with much, much more energy.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think I've got that concept, but what I was doing with my idea is that you start with your limiting belief and then and work with it to expand it, like get over it if it's a negative thing.
No, that's fixing.
That's fixing. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
I know. Look.
Oh, dang.
I'm not pointing out anything to you that they haven't hit me over the head with in the last week.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're,
yeah.
we're all in the same boat here, Megan.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
So, it's fine to find the limiting belief, guys, as long
uh-huh.
as you create the expansive belief. And beliefs
yeah.
don't just live in this plane in the human experience. A belief
correct.
Is an entity in itself that
yeah.
lives in all space and time. With that energy is limiting the direction that we give energy.
Okay.
Are you with me, Megan?
Totally, yes.
Okay. Really, really important for all of us. That's
yeah.
why in the breathing exercise, I say at the end, I direct all energy in all dimensions and space and time to merge with my whole self and create with me and through me all the dimensions of these desires of my heart now and consistently, big ways, and so it is. Got it?
I gotta remember to say that. Yes.
Well, you can re-listen and re-listen and re-listen to this.
Oh yeah, yeah. Definitely,
or
definitely.
You can get the How to Start Your Day exercises. It's on there too.
Right.
All right, baby. Thank you. That boy, that served
Thank
everybody.
You.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. Sam in Connecticut, you're on.
Hi. Where will I find how to find my day exercise? How to start my day exercises?
You can find them on imdwallace.com.
Okay.
I don't know if Lauren has put them on the e-blast. I'm sorry. I should know that.
That's okay. I love.
If you have any problem. Just email info@imdwallace. We'll get
okay.
them to you. Okay.
Thank you. So I really want to pose this question correctly so I get an answer. How can I, what affirmations, prayers can I say for my son who I think is in some trouble? And I'll specify if you want me to.
They say you don't need to specify, but the first thing I heard is, along with your prayers and we don't do affirmations, we do commands to energy, remember, first of all, but they're saying he needs some tough love. And
yeah.
it goes to my really big yes. He needs somebody to intervene and say, what the hell are you doing? They actually used a stronger swear word, but I won't use it on the show. Yeah, he needs an intervention. I don't know. Again, I don't have the information, and they're telling me I don't need it. Does that make sense to you, Sam?
Two questions. Can they confirm that the thing I'm specifically concerned about, well, two things. One begins with a D, the other begins with T, before I create a reality that doesn't exist. I realized while I was waiting, that's what I should ask you initially, is my, are those two issues a reality with him?
That's the right question. We need it. Any other, I get a yes.
Okay. And
now,
and,
it's not quite as severe as you think it is, and he needs an interview. How old is he?
43. Could lose his marriage because of it. Has a four-year-old daughter.
Well, 40, first of all, remember, everybody, we don't create for other people.
Yeah, I know.
I know he's your son, but he's also an adult. It would be different if he was 11.
Right.
You know. But they're still giving me the word intervention. Now,
so,
how do we do an intervention without trying to fix? That's, wow.
Yes.
What a show. Okay. Dear Lord. All right. So that's a good question. How do we do
exactly
an intervention without trying to fix or save
exactly
someone? Well, the channel is saying it's all about your intention.
Yes.
So let's get clear about what you want to create.
That's the tough one, being a mother. Every time I say something in my head, of course, I immediately get off track as a mother.
Well, What if it were easy?
I have to tell you, I don't want anyone to take offense. My therapist said, hey, Pat, you know, you just skirt around and skirt around and skirt around. Why don't you be a good Jewish mother? And just say, hey, what's going on with this and what's going on with that?
Yeah, he's
something
right.
Going on?
He's right.
He's right.
Yeah.
So
I'm your mother, and I want you, not I'm worried about you. And my hope and dreams for you are that you create and continue to create a successful life full of love for your child and your wife. And I am supporting you in doing that. And how can you support yourself more in doing that?
And can I add a kick in the butt in that somewhere too, to kind of wake him up?
Well, it depends on what your definition of that is.
I'm asking you and your channels. I'll take what you have got.
Well, you know, you can't do a kick in the butt while you're wagging a finger at him. He's not going to hear it. He's not going to receive it.
Well, what you just said, Dee, I don't see as wagging a finger at all.
No, I don't either. But you said, can you give him a kick in the butt? So if the kick in the butt is positive,
right,
and directing him toward what he wants to create,
okay,
then that kick in the butt, yes, absolutely serves him.
So initially when your guide said, what in the F are you doing, I don't need to say something like that?
That's fine if you say something like that.
Okay, because I feel...
That really is the biggest intervention he can hear.
Okay.
From you.
Yeah.
But not while you're wagging a finger at him. They keep showing me this thing, you know, this mother going, you're a bad little boy. You know?
Right. That's
Let's
why
sit
what
down
you said.
Adult to adult. As a mother and son, adult to adult, what the F are you doing? You know, I want to support you. I am supporting you in creating your life fully and joyfully and happily and healthy for your little girl and your wife and you. How can I support you, and how can you support yourself in doing this?
Okay, and one worry is, and the worry is, well, if this happens, then I'm going to have a knee-jerk as a mother reaction. He set up this role with me where anytime he just uses it to keep me away through yelling, bullying.
That's because you're afraid.
Yeah.
And he smells that, and so he goes in for the kill.
You are absolutely right.
I know. And so you look at him and go, no, that's not going to work this time.
Okay.
I'm not going to back down. That's not going to work.
Okay. Yeah, my therapist said that, and I said, you're right, and that's what I need to work on. What is this incredible rattling inside of me when someone bullies
me? Being
so
a good little Jewish girl, that's what it is. Screw
okay.
that, creator, instead. All righty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, Dee, this is, I can't tell you, your help is profound. This is, as my therapist said, I've been circling. And your answers are really, really, really helpful. Thank you so much.
Well, good. Now move on him, okay?
I will. Thank
all
you.
All right,
God
darling.
Bless.
You too. All right, Ms. Brenda in Connecticut, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good. What a show. What's up?
Oh, yeah, this introduction and especially the first question I'm going to be re-listening to quite a bit. But you know, I don't know if you remember, you know, individual people, but you have worked with me a couple times now on not abandoning myself.
Yep.
And so I have been working and playing with that, and I am now I'm having trouble distinguishing in this current instance. 2 days ago, I was invited to come by my father's wife to come to his memorial, which involves an amount of travel and accommodation that is just, I feel too much for me right now, but I got caught up in the emotion and the love of it.
You got
and
caught
I said,
up in
yes.
the guilt.
You
yeah.
have to be so honest.
Yeah, well, that's it. Welcome to my channel. You should live with it. You got up.
All right,
you got caught
I'll
up in the guilt. Look, your dad could
you're
give
right.
a shit. He really could. Guys, when they cross over, sure they want to be honored. You don't have to travel miles and miles. We do that for ourselves. Do you understand? We do
it's
the
not,
funerals.
It's not him,
okay,
it's not
who
him
is
I'm
it?
Doing it for. It's his wife and my brother who are all traveling up from much further away than
okay,
me.
Okay, so maybe that's good for them. When I say
yeah.
that's in your highest good, it goes right to know. And you know that when you go to your heart. But then your mind goes, yeah, but, look, everybody's going to judge me, and they're going for coming from such a long way and blah, 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 you know. And then you're screwed about making
okay,
your decision.
So if I keep coming up with these questions and say, well, gee, I can't tell the difference if this is my heart telling me this or
no,
whether
that's
I'm
not
just
true.
Looking at it the wrong way.
That's not true. If you're looking
like,
at it the wrong way, you're in your mind.
Okay.
Your heart. You drop
so
into your heart
trust.
Now. Drop into your love place. Take a breath.
It's just my love place is like all protected and locked off right now. As soon as you
no,
said that.
Bullshit. Sorry, Brenda.
It's,
I know my Baptist preacher is swearing here today. That's
I feel
not
like
true.
I'm in protection
Don't let
mode
yourself
from all of
get
them.
Away with that, Brenda. Don't let you. That is how you abandon yourself. Right
okay.
there. Is how you abandon yourself the most. Now,
so you're saying don't go by the physical symptoms which have just tripled overnight. Go by into the heart
go into the heart.
Yes, into the love. Go into the love.
But what does the love say? I honestly don't know.
No, because you go back to your mind and go, what's the love saying? To feel the answer in your heart.
Well, my heart, I don't know if this is what you're looking for, but my heart says, no, please don't make me go.
Yes. So you got your answer. And then you go to your mind and then you screw yourself over by yeah, but. You already got your answer.
How do you get good at, how do you ever get good at knowing that little voice that says the next day, oh, please don't make me do this. How do you ever get good at knowing that that's your heart speaking, that's not your mind making up all reasons why you shouldn't go?
You trust yourself as the God of you.
Okay, so just keep working on it then. Because I seem to keep asking you these questions. And
well,
you're right.
You will keep asking these questions until you ask the right question, which is, what does my heart truly want to do that will serve me in the highest way?
And again, in communicating this to them, is my, I know you told me last time, honesty and not defensiveness. So that means short and simple.
And love. I love
right
you
for
all.
Me right now.
I love. No, don't
they
even
know
put
that.
It that way. Don't.
What?
I love you all. And I'm sorry. I just can't make this trip right now. You don't owe them an explanation. My heart will be there. Is there any way I can support you from here? Please rest assured I will be sending my energy to be with everyone. I just can't physically make the trip right now. I'm not choosing to.
I'm not choosing to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all about guilt, sweetheart, and we got to go.
Okay.
You got
Thank
your
you.
Answer, Miss Brenda. You bet.
Thank you.
All right, guys, I know we spent a lot of time with a few people today, but boy, what an invaluable show with great, great information for everybody. Please, please put in your psyche this awesome magical creation program that I'm doing with Jennifer. It's going to knock your socks off. And remember, every morning, get up and go, what do I want to create today? All right, let's say it together, loud and proud. Come on, scream it. I love me. Woo! I love me. Woo! And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.